One group of furloughed FAA workers are still on the job. 40 inspectors are reviewing safety at airports. FAA Deputy Administrator Michael Huerta says they're working unpaid.
They're traveling around the country to airports at their own expense. Now, this is our busiest time of year for safety inspections, and our inspectors are paying to do their job out of their own pocket. They cannot get paid or they cannot get reimbursed until Congress passes an FAA bill.
The safety inspectors are among thousands of workers not getting a dime until Congress reauthorizes the FAA. Lawmakers' summer break is supposed to start next week. But Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says, don't leave town yet.
My plea to Congress is, before you head off on your family vacations, on your vacations, on your personal time, think about 4,000 FAA employees who are not getting paychecks. Think about 70,000 construction workers who are right smack dab in the middle of their season when they can do the most work on these projects. Do not go on your vacations until this issue is settled.
LaHood had just come back from LaGuardia Airport in New York, where construction workers should have been tearing down the old traffic control tower. But it's quiet. Elsewhere, renovations are postponed. Runway lights aren't being replaced. Officials say those safety inspectors will get back pay once the issue is resolved. But the nearly 4,000 other FAA employees on furlough won't have access to the same pot of money. Transportation Secretary LaHood says they don't know what will happen to them.
They're emailing us every day wanting to know if they're going to be compensated for these days. And our answer is they will be compensated when Congress passes legislation appropriating the money.
Senate Democrats already have introduced a bill to pay the furloughed workers. But House Transportation Committee Chairman John Mica, a Florida Republican, says first things first.
No legislation will be considered until we get a resolution of moving forward either with an extension, one that's been pending for more than a week in the Senate now, or that we get a long-term bill enacted, then we can negotiate at the same time, making people whole who have been damaged by this.
The latest reports indicate that Mica may get what he wants from the Senate, cuts in federal subsidies for service to rural airports. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says agreement can't come soon enough. The longer Congress takes, he says, the greater the backlog of FAA projects.
Once the projects are up and running and once they're restarted, we'll have to take a look at if there were issues that need to be dealt with as a result of the shutdown, and some of that will depend on the number of days that the projects were shut down.
So far, the FAA has stopped work on more than 200 projects valued at $2.5 billion. They range from asbestos removal in New York to the next-gen air traffic control modernization program. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
I'm Jared Serbu. Even when the political dispute over the FAA is settled and the agency's operations are reauthorized, there will be costs left behind. Maybe for the feds who've been furloughed, but definitely for the construction workers whose jobs have been funded by the projects that are on hold. Ryan Termail with the Associated General Contractors of America says in most cases, they have no hope of getting back pay.
It's not like an office job where if you don't have a project you're working on for 1 week, you know, maybe you're spending more time on the internet. When you're a construction worker, if there's no work to do, you don't show up to work, you don't get a paycheck. You stay at home, or you go to the union hall and you look for another job.
A George Mason University analysis commissioned by AGC estimates there are 24,000 contractor employees who are out of work because of the partial shutdown. The ripple effects, the study found, extend to another 35,000 jobs.
Everyone from the folks working at the concrete plant making the concrete to the folks who provide the orange vests and the hard hats and the supply businesses that are related to construction.
But even if those construction workers aren't being paid right now, Termail says the shutdown will end up costing the government more money in the end.
Because contractors are going to have to bill the airports they're working for, the federal government, more money for the cost of securing a construction project so no one gets hurt while it's abandoned for at least a week. And then, of course, it costs extra money to restart a construction project after it's been stalled. And then, of course, as construction material prices go up, the cost of concrete or steel goes up during the time that the project is stalled, that might mean the taxpayers have to pay more for ultimately for the work than they would have had Congress passed an extension or a new FAA legislation and the work at the airport construction projects had never stopped.
That's not to minimize the impact on furloughed FAA workers. Even if they do get back pay, their work is piling up, and they're not allowed to do it, says David Bennett, the former director of airport safety and standards at the FAA. Full disclosure, the aviation consulting business he runs is also one of the 241 companies that have gotten stop work orders from the FAA amidst the shutdown.
The impact for me personally isn't so great, but what I would worry about are the employees. I mean, their work won't go away. When they come back to work, it will be waiting there for them. So it's not like they get out of anything. And it will have to be done, and it will have to be scheduled. And the approvals and other things that they have to do and are just pending, every airport that's waiting to get a project approved or get some work done that needs to run through the FAA will still want to do that. So the work hasn't gone away. So it's a double hardship for them, is not getting paid for a while now, and even if they get paid later, they will still have a a very busy work schedule catching up at this time.
Bennett says the airports that rely on FAA grants are also hurt by the process, even when there's not a shutdown. He retired from the FAA in 2008. Even then, the agency was running on a series of short-term reauthorizations of the FAA bill that first passed Congress in 2003. The legislation that's the subject of the current stalemate would be the 21st temporary extension of that bill.
Even when there's not a furlough, when there's just a continuation, the amount of grants that airports get is calculated to a very complex formula, and it's really based on a whole year's appropriation. So when there's two or three or four separate appropriations, partial appropriations over the year, that just wreaks havoc with the calculation of that. And I think the airports office has done a very good job of handling that, but it's not ideal, and it's been going on for several years now. I think it's just not good government.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.